Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to an issue of the Hajj, and that is in Mina and Muzdalifah, we do kasr of the prayers, we shorten the prayers, and we also combine them. Now, this whole issue has become a very hot issue of debate, and we find people there, they at times do not offer this, they would not like to offer these prayers by shortening them, and because they think that this shortening of the prayers was sanctioned by the Prophet, because basically it was the people or the pilgrims are on a journey, and since some of them consider the fact that the conditions of this journey have not been fully fulfilled, so therefore they would not like to combine or shorten the prayers. Now, this issue needs to be examined once again in the light of the whole ritual of Hajj. And if we do that, then we can easily find out the real reason why these prayers are shortened in Mina and in Muzdalifah. And the real reason is obviously not the fact that because people are on a journey, and this combining of prayers or this reduction of prayers is because of the fact that people are on a journey, and we know that on journeys we have been given this concession. No, this is not the case. Now, if we try to analyze and look into each separate rite of Hajj, each separate part of Hajj, we'll find out that this is the Hajj symbol or the Hajj ritual carries a very, very specific symbolism. And that symbolism is that it symbolizes the struggle against Satan or jihad against Satan. And one can easily see that it is like encampment of an army at a few places. It goes from one place to another. It has a specific uniform. And then it also pelts stones at the culmination on Satan, on a symbol which is thought to be Satan. So if we consider various parts of this Hajj separately, it becomes very clear that the whole ritual of Hajj actually symbolizes jihad or warfare against Satan. And this warfare against Satan obviously is a response that we give to Satan's call when he challenged the Almighty on the day of, on the very day Adam was created, and he was, and the whole discussion between bowing down before Adam had taken place. And at that time, Satan had thrown a challenge to the Almighty and said that if he's allowed, he would lead a lot of people astray. And the Almighty had granted him this respite and said, okay, you do what you want, and we, in the end, when you come back to me, I'll consign you to hell and all those people who follow you as well. So in response to this, the whole symbol of Hajj symbolizes the fact that we are going to battle against Satan. We are going to fight against Satan and his desires and his wishes and his encompasses. So this whole desire is symbolized in the form of that ritual, in which in a certain uniform, like a small army, while encamping at various places from Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat, we go from one place to another. And we know that in times of jihad, Quran has said that we must shorten our prayers. We are allowed to shorten our prayers. So therefore, if this symbolism is kept in mind, it can be easily gathered that the reason for shortening the prayers or the reason for doing qasr is not because of the fact that people are on a journey in which this concession is given, but because of the fact that in times of war, in times of jihad, the Quran has said that we can shorten the prayers. So if this symbolism is kept in mind, then it is very easy to derive this. So it needs to be understood that shortening the prayer and also the prayers and combining them is not the result of the fact that people think that they are on a journey or they are traveling, but because the whole symbol of Hajj, the whole ritual of Hajj symbolizes jihad and struggle against Satan. And since in jihad and in warfare, we are allowed to shorten our prayers, so that is the reason why we shorten our prayers. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.